Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner, Crystal Kirkendall. Good morning.
Hello.
So this thing having to do with this apartment complex in Greenville that apparently has been vacant for a long time, and there sits there on I-30 as you go by and just as you cross 69.
Yes.
But they're basically trying to bring this thing to a conclusion and either get these folks to do some work on it or give it up.
Yes. So I think the city council and some of the people in the city hall are sort of over it. And they've given him, I think, 30 days to make significant improvements, or they're going to, I guess, pass a motion again to demolish it, which they had a standing demolition order for, I think, almost a year. And it didn't get done, and I don't know how long it's going to take this time around or if anything is going to happen, but I know everybody, we've had some people on Facebook, you know, say, let's just do it and get it over with, but I think everybody's ready for something to be done one way or the other.
Is it an absentee owner?
Yes, I believe he is from the Dallas area.
Oh, well, Dallas, but not from Greenville.
Correct.
Not the immediate area. That's a big apartment.
Yes,
complex.
It's a large building, and there have been, I don't think there's been any serious crimes reported there, but there's definitely an issue with vagrants. And
you always have to be concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's valuable property, must be.
Yes, it has to be. I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know of anybody asking about the property, but I can't imagine, you know, that it wouldn't be sold quickly if they ended up demolishing it and
right.
building something else.
Yeah. Well, we'll be watching over the next few weeks. You and I talked about this tax swap thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Last time we visited, and in the Greenville ISD, and I see Caddo Mills is also interested in that now.
Yes.
But Greenville has an election coming up on Election Day, November 6th.
Yes. And so the last day to register to vote for the general election, by the way, is Tuesday, 5 p.m.
And that's today.
You have to either go into the election administration office in Hunt County offices, or you have to postmark your registration form by 5 p.m. next Tuesday.
So that would be Tuesday, October 9th.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. Yeah, you have to register to vote by the 9th, and then on November the 6th, Election Day, voters in Greenville will be asked to approve or reject a tax swap. It's technically a swap and draw because the end result is supposed to lower people's taxes by a very small percentage. $100,000 home, it'd be about $10 less a year under the tax swap. The concern is that once you guys, once voters approve, if they do approve the lower tax rate, the previous tax rate that was approved in the last bond election is not nullified. So, you know, we have details on Herald Banner. It's very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But the end result is if the school board deems that more money is needed, they can re-raise the tax rate by much more than $10 a year if they choose to without going back to the voters.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Melissa School District. We wrote about that several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we confirmed that it is possible, it is legal for them to re-raise the tax rate above the current rate. It's very complicated, and it's basically accountants trying to jump through loopholes to get more state funding.
We're talking with Crystal Kirkendall, editor of the Herald Banner. You won an award recently, did you not? And this was for a great story that you did on the late mayor of Wolf City, Ron Wenzel.
That's correct. I actually was sitting at the office. It was at 10 till midnight, and I got my 500th email from the Inland Press Association, which is a press association that represents thousands of newspapers all over the United States and Canada. And, you know, they have these annual competitions for journalists, and it's just, an opportunity for us to get a little pat on the back, I guess, for work that we do. And unfortunately, there's no cash prize. So anyway, I got another email from them, and it was saying, you know, know, deadline's done at midnight. And I had just gotten so much great feedback on the Ron Wenzel story that I thought, you know what the heck? I'm just going to submit this story. And I've got $30 I can live without. That's the entry fee. And so, which doesn't happen very often. So it was pretty fortuitous. And I just sent the story in. And then I found out a couple weeks ago, I actually won third place in the country, which is pretty awesome. I was really excited.
That's fantastic. Did that story come out before he passed away?
I did. It came out 3 days before he passed away.
Is that amazing?
It is.
So you knew, and he knew, I'm sure, that he did not have much time.
Correct. His family, we were in contact with his family almost a month before it came out, but they had asked us to hold off a little bit until they knew the diagnosis for sure and had announced it to their friends and family. And so we, of course, honored their wishes. They were very cooperative and wonderful and gave us access to family members and photographs and everything. And it was really moving. It was moving for me to write the story. I felt like I had known them forever when I sat down with them and talked for 30 minutes. And
he's one of those people. There was nobody ever had anything bad to say about him. It's somewhat the same with John Horn, who's just suddenly and shocking. He passed away, the county judge, and everyone just almost unanimously agreed how great he was.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet Mr. Horn, but I did get to meet Mr. Wenzel when he was in the hospital, and he was really sweet.
Yeah.
And
well, that's a great story, and the timing was so just amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It was, I think it was a God thing, kind of, but it was pretty awesome.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, Hav, for having me.
The editor of the Herald Banner, Crystal Kirkendall, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.